Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That was Mike Vrabel yesterday. I don't love the whole, silver linings. It's a good learning opportunity. And even some of Christian Ellis when he wasn't cursing at us earlier.
Yikes.
It was good for us to lose, which Steph Diggs did as well. I get you're trying to, like, hype yourself up and spin it.
Yeah.
But again, I would just acknowledge that's what it is. It's spin.
A little bit of spin. But he's been hitting the right button so far this year. Vrabel has.
You said this earlier, and I agree. Even though I don't like that answer, he probably does deserve the benefit of the doubt when it comes to this.
And let's see where this goes, right? Like, sort of, you know, they lost to the Raiders. This is a team that lost to the Raiders. We watched the Raiders play yesterday. They can't beat anybody. Like,
no.
They are horrible.
No, they can barely get to 100 total yards of offense. Yeah.
And then, so after week one, these two teams have gone in completely different directions, right? And then even the Patriots tripped up and had a really terrible game. I would say, like, overall, a worse game against the Steelers because they turned it over 5 times. Or maybe you could just say the offense had a worse game. But they were horrible against the Steelers, and they were 1-2. And then since that moment, Mike Vrabel has kind of made the right decision. Like, as the season has gone on, he's had his team ready to play in all these games. You know, one of the reasons why they don't have any fourth quarter comebacks is because they're always winning going into the fourth quarter. Yesterday was a little bit different. They had a chance, didn't work. You know, as we were going along on the season, never thought they were going to go 15-2. But I did think they were going to win yesterday, and I guess vis-a-vis, I guess I thought each week maybe they would. But now that you've lost this game, like, all right, how do you respond? Like, how do you turn this around? And they got a pretty big game going up against a desperate team this Sunday in Baltimore. So, like, there's a lot on the line once again coming up on Sunday. They have a chance to bounce back.
I feel worse about that game on Sunday night than I did going into the week. I thought they'd at worst split these two games, and I felt that way for weeks. Now, you know, they lose this game. I don't know how you don't let doubt creep in a little bit.
Did you see the line for Sunday night?
No, actually.
You want to guess?
It's got to be Baltimore. Baltimore -1.5.
2.5.
Okay.
Baltimore at home, -2.5. Although the Patriots are the road warriors.
They are.
So I kind of like the Pats.
I take the Patriots in the game, but I feel worse about it going in.
Pats money line, big push.
Anybody who's like, they lost to a good team. Like, I heard Wiggy doing some of this today. They just lost to a good team. Like, I don't change my view on them at all. How?
So I don't.
How could you not change your view on them at all?
Yeah. So that's
based on how they played. Drake May played his worst game yesterday, right?
Yeah, of the season. Yes.
Of this year.
Yeah.
Worst game of the year. You said that earlier, and I was like, let me think about that for a second.
This is his worst game. He had a couple nice rushing touchdowns, and he started a house of fire.
Worst game as a passer.
For sure.
Yeah.
I think
you're right.
Maybe all around. He had the pick and the fumble against Pittsburgh, so that would be on the list. And that's why, like, previewing a game, it's always tough to sort of guess how you're going to feel after a win versus like how you're going to feel after a loss, because they all play out differently. Like, had they won 48-14, right? Like, let's say the second half was the same as the first half.
Oh.
I am flying to San Francisco right now, yep. sitting there getting ready for the Super Bowl. I'm like, I'll wait. Yeah. I'll be here for a month, guys, because the Pats are going
to
be here in
a month.
And
I think we would have been right to react that way. Yeah. Fans would have been right to react that way. If you stop Buffalo, which is what yesterday looked like it was going to be in the first half.
It. Oh, they were on their way.
Glitter guns.
Yes.
Like, that would have been totally fair to do.
Or if it's one of those games where, let's say you fall behind, but then Drake May makes this big push at the end. You lose on like a missed field goal or something crazy. And you're like, wow, like these two teams are tightly matched. What a game. Can't wait for hopefully the third matchup. This one's different because you had a big lead and then you could not stop them.
This would be like a Falcons fan showing up after the Super Bowl and being like, close game, guys.
Yeah, Patriots are pretty good. That was a close game.
Overtime.
Like you blew the same kind of lead.
It was overtime.
Yeah, like different stakes, but like that's kind
of
the same
thing. Took you guys to the limit. It's like, well, not really.
If you just lost this game yesterday 35-31 and it played out differently, you weren't up huge, it was back and forth.
Like, literally each team was scoring.
Josh Allen got the knockout blow at the end.
No, this was not that.
We'd have criticism, but I feel way differently. This was a kick in the nuts, brutal loss, gut punch, devastate. Like, that's what this was, because on top of it, Denver won later in the day. It screwed you over, and your quarterback didn't play very well at all yesterday. Here's Drake May after the game kind of echoing his head coach about learning opportunities.
Yeah, just don't let it beat you twice. You know, move on to the next week and learn from it, and you know, take what we can and know that we got some football ahead of us that is important, still very important, and don't just hang our hat and keep your head up and know that we had a chance and we're there. Just they made more plays and credit to them.
Okay, so that's Drake May.
This reminded me of the 2021 playoff game against the Bills, where the Patriots were like happy to be there, and it was like a surprise that they had a Mac Jones led team go to the playoffs that year, and the Buffalo Bills scored every single time they had it.
Yeah,
I think it was 7 straight drives. This was only 5.
7.
Yeah, and then you did get a stop at the end, but it was 5 straight drives. But like, I don't know if you want to say after the third or the fourth one, you're like, uh-oh. Like, this feels like that, where it was so lopsided.
I think to me, it was when was the Dawson Knox one, the second one? I think that was the one where I was like, oh, God. Because, again, the other two have been short fields prior to that.
You know what?
And Dawson Knox was the fourth one. They went 13 plays, 91 yards, and it was third and long.
Yeah.
They were backed up down by the goal line, right? And so it was third and long, basically from the 14. And you're like, okay, just hold into a field goal here. Just like hold on to it, and it'll be a tie game early in the fourth quarter. And Allen throws a laser beam to Dawson Knox, and you're like, all right, now it's time to panic. That was where I was panicking. And the next play, by the way, was Travion Henderson breaking it off for a long run. But that's where I'm like, they're not going to stop these guys.
No, and you've seen it before with Allen. They did a pretty good job bottling him up in week 5 and only holding him to 20 points. So this was a little bit different. And then it also just got you thinking, like, all right, if these teams match up again, like, are you going to, how many times are you going to be able to stop Josh Allen?
Not many.
Doesn't seem like many.
Text line.
Which is wild because they really don't have, I mean, we're talking about Dawson Knox had 2 touchdowns. Khalil Shakir. There was actually a couple of times where it felt like their below average receivers were going to let them down. Like there was a couple that, and maybe they were pass interferences or maybe they were whatever, but like, those guys aren't going to make great plays individually. It's gonna be Allen or Cook that do something special.
Yeah.
Nobody else.
A couple of texts. Typical Jones. You're okay with splitting with the Bills all year. Now the sky is falling. I picked the Patriots to win this week. I didn't think they were going to split.
Well.
I thought they were going to win this game.
Took them on the money line.
I wanted the points. I thought they were going to win this game. I was not okay with the split. I thought they'd win.
But I don't understand. You can't feel way, way better had they won, which I would have.
Yeah.
And then not feel anything when they lose.
You're so full of it.
I have no feeling.
They had a bad half of football. Didn't know that could change the whole season. Good grief. They had a good half of football against Buffalo, and it completely changed how we looked at them going back to week 5. They had one good half.
They looked real good.
The first half of that game was crap for both teams. They had one good second half in that one, and it completely changed how we looked at them. You can overreact to a half of football. We did it positively for them earlier this year.
Right.
You can do it here. Let's go to Dave in Fall River. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, how's it going? I haven't really heard anybody mention the Marcus Jones pass interference, Buffalo Bills catch. What the hell was that?
It was pass interference, Dave. It should not have been a catch. It was a pass interference, so I don't know why they gave him the catch, but it would have been the same result. He would have first down there.
Yeah, I mean, he kind of interfered on the route. He didn't allow the receiver to come back and adjust.
Right.
But at the same time, I mean, I feel like he did play the ball.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think he had his head turned around, though, is the thing.
Didn't,
like,
he didn't at all.
If Josh Allen had thrown the ball, like, two more yards, I think it would have been, like, great defense. But the problem was it was underthrown, yeah. So the receiver came back. And then if Jones had turned around, I think they would have let that contact go. But yeah. His head was facing the receiver, who was a Palmer, whoever it was. So like
the rule that stinks. One, that but was it was a
no right.
It was a pass interference.
So your issue caller is with the rule book, not the refs. Yesterday they properly officiated.
Yeah.
So like as you said, Keith, if you lost a bet or you lost like your fantasy matchup because Josh Allen got some yards that he didn't deserve, like that's fine. But the result would have been the same. It shouldn't have been a catch. I don't get how they gave it a catch on that play. But the net result would have been the same. The yardage would have been the same. It just should have been a pass.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Interference, and the Bills got those yardage.
But even if you feel like
that yardage and penalty,
even if you feel like it wasn't pass interference, I would just say they gave up 5 consecutive touchdown drives. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you were up 21. Well, yeah, 24-7.
Pass interferences, you get 2 stops. You don't give up 5 in a row.
I don't think it was the refs.
Maybe, but I mean, I think they both were pass interference.
I don't think it was the refs. I don't think it was about your injuries.
The
Bills
Davis
had injuries
one was frustrating,
too.
But then when you see it, you're like, yeah, I guess. I know.
He grabbed his back.
I know.
I thought it was ticky tack, but I just, that's not. There's a million reasons they lost the game before you get to the refs.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, by the way, I didn't hear anybody bring up Robert Spillane didn't play. No, we brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills were down guys on their side, too. Eddie is in the car. Hello, Eddie.
Hey, guys. How are you? Hey, listen. They had a 21-0 lead, and they went in to halftime way overconfident. They thought the game was over, and I blame Vrabel because these guys weren't ready to play the second half. I mean, it was like they were shell-shocked. They come down, they score a touchdown. It's like they still don't know what to do. And again, I think I hate to say this, but they were overconfident at halftime, and they thought they were done. They were all over. They thought the game was over.
Okay. You think that, don't you?
Kinda.
You asked that to Henry and Ellis. And
yeah, I got that sense. I mean, they're 24-7. Things are going great. You know, things are going pretty great on both sides, right? The defense has to feel good about how they played. The offense has to feel great about how they played. And I don't know if it's like a little bit of human nature or whatever, but you're like, all right, that first half went a lot easier than I thought it was going to go.
Here's the thing. It's pretty easy. When they were winning 10 in a row, we gave Vrabel and May tons of credit. When they lose, I think those guys deserve a lot of blame. And that's overly simplistic. But, you know, Vrabel didn't adjust and, you know, maybe took Buffalo lightly. That's on him. He's had them dialed in all these other games. We give him credit for dialing them in. They weren't dialed in the second half. And May had the game on his shoulders a couple of times in the fourth quarter and didn't come through in either spot. Yeah. So, you know, that to me is where I would start yesterday. Do you think Vrabel's annoyed at all at McDaniels? He had an odd answer where he pivoted out of giving Josh any credit. And do you think he's annoyed at all at the play calling in the second half?
I don't know if it's much more than normal because I don't know if he necessarily, like, loves it anyway. Like, there's been sometimes Where now it's not to the same point that the team was last year, right? Like with Gerard Mayo or even Jonathan Kraft calling out. It's not that. I mean, like with like Rabel specifically.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's not that. But we've sort of referenced all the times where it could have been easier to give credit to McDaniels and he's gone sort of another way. Like, no, it's just about the players. And by the players, I mean also Ashton Grant. And like, you know what I mean? Like, so there's we've pointed that out. I don't know. And if he is yesterday, like, I'd take a look at your defense a little bit more than I would McDaniels.
Me too.
I thought McDaniels' first half obviously was very good. Second half wasn't as good, but I'm not throwing heaps of praise his way. I'm also not going to tear him apart.
McDaniels' offense got you 31, Mike. And yeah, I'm no McDaniels defender at all.
No, but that's a good way of putting it.
His offense got you 31. Yeah. Your defense gave up 5 consecutive touchdown drives.
Yep.
So I'd start by looking at that and look at some of your coaches on that side of the ball as opposed to being annoyed at Josh if he indeed is annoyed with McDaniels. 617-779-7937. More your feedback there on Pats and Bills. 35-31 loss yesterday. Vrabel with a very interesting answer on Josh Allen, which we'll circle back to. Big picture view of the Patriots in the AFC. We'll get back to that as well. Plus, more Jones and Keith best of. We'll get to some brags, of which there were many this year. That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.